This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
All right, we're celebrating 25 years of this hit. You know, stories, the crazy stories people, you know, say about this song abound.
The year was 2000, Galagata was released, and listen, it has since created such beautiful moments for us as a country. This was the song that was played at rugby finals after we beat the All Blacks to our soccer matches. This song has been the national anthem and the soundtrack of us as a country, as South Africa. And we're doing something exciting today, and that's finding out about the impact that this song has had on Mandoza himself and his family. And of course, on the line right now, Mpho Tshabalala is joining us, businesswoman and wife of the late Mandoza. Mpho, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, my Vito, and the listeners out there, and a blessed Wednesday morning, 31st October.
Ha, Vito, 20 years, eh? 25 years, actually. 25 years.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, still going, 25 years and still going, because I don't see the song stopping being a unifier in South Africa.
No, it's not about to stop. And, you know, I can only imagine that this is the song when you met Mandoza. This was at the peak of the Nkalakata reign, and the song was released in 2000, and then you meet Mandoza, you get married about 2 to 3 years later. What was that like for you? I can just imagine a roller coaster ride. Do you even remember some of the things during that time?
I remember everything. So we had met way before Nkalakata was born.
Okay.
And I call Nkalakata my second born, because it was just after Tukulu, our first born, was born.
Yeah.
And he was so excited. He just spent a week and so with Tukulo. And when he left, you know, funny enough, now I can just say, figure out what it meant 25 years later. He said, I'm going to create a future for us. He went on to studio with Gabby Leroux. But now I'm thinking, he was saying, not just me and him, he was going to create a future for South Africa with this song.
Yeah. So when you first heard the song, like, what were you thinking? Did you feel it, or we could have something here?
I felt it, definitely. It was something different. It was, you know, because it wasn't exactly quite. I couldn't figure out what it was, but I felt it.
Yeah.
I felt it. I'm like, ah, yes, what's this? Then I asked him, what's in Nkalakata? He said, it's me, baby, it's you. Also, anyone is in Nkalakata. Who doesn't want to be in Nkalakata?
I mean, I want to be in Nkalakata.
Thank you.
Listen, so you also got front row seat on how this song personally impacted his life. You were there for all the changes. You were there for all the ride. Tell us more about, you know, that journey when you saw that impact in his life and some of the changes that this song introduced to your life as a family, to his life as an artist.
It put his career to another level when it did the crossover, because now he was not only booked in festivals, he was booked in bar mitzvahs, in different churches, just to come and perform Nkalakata, in sports fields, to come and perform Nkalakata. He was booked and busy, good for the business, but not good for the family, because we hardly ever saw him, you know, during the Nkalakata days.
Mm.
But he enjoyed it, because all he loved was just, you know, doing music and performing. He loved his mic so much, so much.
You know, I'm thinking maybe some of the personal conversations that you would have with him. I'm just trying to think that if you have a song as big as Nkalakata, it's a crossover. Now you're performing in churches. You're at the rugby stadiums and everywhere. I mean, did he have that fear that, oh my goodness, this could be like a one-hit wonder? Can I have anything bigger than this? Did he have any fears around the Nkalakata fame?
He had, but one thing about Umduduzi, he was not scared of anything in life. Because he said, you know what, the creator who gave me this talent will see me through this talent. He believed in God so much. He had, obviously, this is life. But, you know, he just said, God will see me through the next album. And God did really see him through the next album. And many more albums.
Yeah, this is quite important and this is so special. And we are really glad that you talked to us this morning, first thing in the morning, to share the speciality and the importance of this day, 25 years of celebrating Kalakata. And thank you for helping us, you know, keep the memory alive and just bringing such an important part of your life on air this morning. I appreciate you. And we wish Kalakata more growth, more years, and of course, more money. Thank you. That's businesswoman and wife of the late Mandoza, Mpo Chabalala.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.